Moving on to our next story, U.S. stocks suffer fluctuations amid worries that Turkish currency crisis will spread to other emerging economies. The Dow Jones lost 0.5% of its value at the closing bell. The S&P and Nasdaq Composite Index shed 0.4% and 0.3% respectively. The U.S. Harley-Davidson and Netflix also lost several points. An escalating diplomatic row between Turkey and the United States has sent the Turkish lira to an all-time low against the dollar. The U.S. is angry over Turkey's detention of an American priest on terror charges. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Washington of hypocrisy and seeking to stab Ankara in the back.
On the one hand, you're a strategic partner. On the other, you shoot yourself in the foot. On the one hand, you're a strategic partner with us in Afghanistan when everybody else was leaving. You're a strategic partner with us in Somalia. You're a strategic partner in NATO. And on the other hand, you stab your ally in the back. Is this acceptable?
Erdogan said Turkey is facing an economic siege and blamed the plunge of the Turkish lira on what he described as an attack against the country. Erdogan assured the Turkish people that his government will take all necessary measures against the attack. He added that the Turkish lira will regain its value as soon as the current situation ends. And now to discuss that further, we are joined by Jason Unruh, political commentator, joining us live from Ontario. Thank you very much, sir, once again for joining us on the Top 5 on Press TV. Now, regarding the relationship between Turkey and the U.S., which has soured to the point where it is affecting global economy, what is your take on this situation and how far do you think the U.S. will go with this?
Well, frankly, I think we've seen thus far that U.S. President Donald Trump is willing to act in a way that is even detrimental to himself. I think the president of Turkey put it best when he said willing to shoot himself in the foot. I mean, that is what's happening. Essentially, the U.S. Stock markets of various financial industries are starting to suffer a kind of negative effect from these kind of situations, and this is beginning to have a more of a ripple effect financially in other countries as well. I think a lot of commentators have noted that they're worried that this could turn into another crisis that struck in 1997 when the Thai currency went through very similar problems, and that affected many of the developing economies that were around it or were heavily connected to it. The main problem here is that a lot of the investments inside of Turkey that are owned by foreign companies are taking a massive hit right now as the Turkish currency is going down. Repatriating any profits has now become something that a lot of companies want to put off until the dollar, their currency, tries to repair itself in the meantime. And this can very much be something that will affect a lot of other countries and is very reflective of U.S. foreign policy thus far, and that is the U.S. is going to take whatever it wants. It's going to cancel any already standing deals whenever it wants and sabotage other people if they don't get what they want. And there's a big fear that there could be a sell-off of a lot of the investments that are held within Turkey that are held by other countries, and that would have market shocks in other places. But we're looking at a situation where the U.S. wants something from Turkey and they are willing to stomp around until they get what they want, and they're not terribly concerned with the people that they will hurt in the meantime. As we as just being clearly demonstrated, this has hurt the U.S. as well. In the past, some of the tariffs that they've put on other countries have come to backfire on them. A $12 billion bailout for American farmers have also become something that needs to be done. Has been approved by Congress. There's a huge glut in the amount of dairy, particularly milk, in the U.S. that now needs a place to go, and they've been demanding that Canada eliminate part of its supply management system in order to flood the Canadian market with cheap American milk. This is a very ongoing problem that the U.S. has been perpetuating in this kind of arena. They've shown very little concern for how their actions affect others, and they feel themselves invincible to that. I can't help but think of maybe a have the American exceptionalism in his case, where the U.S. has some kind of divine or moral right to act however it wants without regards to how it affects other people. And I think this is something that we could very much expect to see in the coming future as Donald Trump and the United States finds itself increasingly isolated on the world stage.
Mr. Monroe, thank you very much. I'm very sorry we're running out of time, but if you could quickly give us your take on the Turkish president's words, saying that he was hoping that the lira will regain its value as soon as the current situation ends. What exactly does he mean by that? What is he hoping for exactly?
Well, Turkey's going through a currency crisis right now, a drop in value as people are becoming more concerned about doing business inside the country. There's also some bad policy that he has been put through as well. Inflation is going relatively unchecked, and a lot of people are suspect that he doesn't really understand the role of a central bank in the regulation of an economy. But currencies usually do level out, and once this situation passes, however it does pass, it's very likely the currency will go back to the way it was. It will return to the relative baseline it was at. So I think he is right in that regard, but that's still some time coming, and when it'll happen, we don't quite know.
Thank you very much, Jason Rua, political commentator. Your comments are always appreciated on Press TV.